30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to the special edition of 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam. So, last week when I did the first episode of the new format, I was like, oh, Oscar nominations come out this week. We're going to do a special episode when they come out. And I was like, that's not right. They did not come out on the 17th. I don't know where I got that date from. Regardless, last week when we do it, I'm like, all right, Wednesday the Oscar nominations come out. And then I was wrong again. So, what we're going to do is we're going to go through the Oscar nominees and we're going to look at who got nominated and who I think is going to win each one. Some notable snubs. I think that the biggest snub for me was Iron Claw coming away with nothing. I think Zac Efron probably should have gotten nominated for Best Actor, especially when you look at who was nominated. I think that was one of the things. I think that, like, Best Supporting Actor, you probably could have made a strong case for Jeremy Allen White, too. But it is what it is. I don't know if I consider it a snub of the major snubs. I don't know if I consider it a snub that Across the Spider-Verse didn't get in for Best Original Score. Because I've seen that movie a few times, and that score didn't really stick with me in the way some of the other nominees did. I don't think that it was a snub. Like, here's the thing, and I probably am not going to be the most well-received on this. I think Barbie was a very enjoyable movie. I liked it a lot. I've watched it again since I saw it in theaters, and it holds up. I don't think America Ferrera should have been nominated for Best Supporting Actress. I don't think she did anything in that movie that warranted that nomination. I think if we're going to give a nomination to someone from a popular movie who should have gotten that, I mean, like, if that slot's going to go to that, I mean, Iman Vellani could have gotten it just as well. I mean, Iman Vellani's performance in The Marvels is better, and it doesn't get anything. And I'm not saying that either deserved it. I'm just saying I don't think she, like, it feels weird that she got nominated. I don't think it's a snub that Margot Robbie didn't get nominated. I think she's great in the movie, but I don't think it's a snub that she didn't. And while I also, Barbie in for Best Picture doesn't sit right with me either. Especially when the Iron Claw came out. Like, the Iron Claw was really fucking good, and for it to get no attention. And there were a few other movies, too, that I'm like, really? That didn't get any attention? That didn't get any attention, but this did? Like, it's weird. Like, look, I think that the idea that Barbie got nominated at all is great. I think outside technical category, it's probably not going to bring home too much hardware. But let's go into our nominees. So we're going to go on my list in order. There are 24 categories. Let's start out with the shorts categories. Documentary short. Let me just scroll through here. Documentary short. Film editing. Documentary short. Okay. So the nominees are The ABCs of Book Banning, The Barber of Little Rock, Island in Between, The Last Repair Shop, and Nai Nai and Wai Po, which I don't know how to... I probably just butchered that pronunciation, and if so, I apologize. Of these, I actually have heard of The ABCs of Book Banning. I had the opportunity to see it, and I saw Fancy Dance instead, which will be something else we'll talk about in this. There's a few movies that I have not seen, but I had the opportunity to and saw Fancy Dance. There's one other, and saw Fancy Dance instead, which is, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I think The ABCs of Book Banning gets it. I think election year, I think that it is something that's going to be topical. And that's something that's going to get people, that's going to get people together. I think the shorts categories, a lot of the times it comes down to who has the most money to push a Oscar campaign. And with that in mind, I think that one wins. Our next category, in a similar vein, is Best Live Action Short. Let me just scroll through because I have multiple tabs running here. Best Live Action Short. Live Action Short Film. The After, Invincible, Knight of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue, and The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. This one's going to The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. I think Netflix is very good at producing high quality short films. I'm actually pretty happy that one that came out late last year with Pedro Pascal and Ethan Hawke didn't get nominated because I was fairly certain I was gonna have to sit through that movie as part of the short showcase thing that I go to every year. I think this one goes to The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, just because I think Netflix has the money to put it behind it. This is where we're gonna get an Oscar win from Wes Anderson. It's just phenomenal, that one. Again, haven't seen the others, so I can't say it compared to the others, but we will. I think that one is pretty good. The next category is Best Animated Short. Now, these I haven't seen any of them. Letter to a Pig, 95 Senses, Our Uniforms, Pachyderm, War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. I think it's gonna go to War is Over because, again, name recognition. It having that, it says to me that there is money behind it. Notably for animated short, I'm surprised that Once Upon a Studio did not get nominated, which because it was attached to what's it called? It was attached to what was that other movie? Wish. Which brings us to our main categories. Best visual effects. Let's start there because that's the order I have it on here. So let's go to best visual effects. The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Napoleon. I think we can eliminate Napoleon and Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 because I think a lot of the time when we talk visual effects, there's a reason why Oppenheimer's not here, and it's visual effects are not limited to CGI, but visual effects are anything extravagant on the screen in terms of, big expensive explosions and stuff like that. They're still visual effects, even if they're not or not entirely created by computers. I think to that end, we can eliminate Napoleon and we can eliminate Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part 1, because I think that's the reason why Oppenheimer didn't even make the short list. It's all this stuff we recreated the atomic bomb explosion, using no CGI or minimal CGI. It makes it so that way it kind of, fits into that. I think there's a chance that Guardians of the Galaxy takes it because of how inundated comic book movies are with CGI. There may be a thought that like, oh, this looks so good, it's not CG, like it doesn't look like CGI. Because a lot of it wasn't. There's a lot of practical effects and a lot of practical work going on there. But I think this goes to the creator. I think the creator kind of gets that Ex Machina thing where it's like, look at how low the budget is and how little we spent on this movie and how great it was. I think Godzilla Minus One could also get it, and I think there's a chance Godzilla Minus One does. I'm talking myself into it. I think Godzilla Minus One might do it, only because, the talk of the budget and the fact that its proximity to this is going to get it. There's a solid chance that I, you know what, I'm gonna change my mind. I'm gonna say Godzilla Minus One. Let me change it on the spreadsheet because this is where I will, this is gonna be the official release. Godzilla Minus One. Yeah, we'll stick with Godzilla Minus One. So next up is Best Sound. The nominees are The Curator, I'm sorry, wow, The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer and the Zone of Interest. I think Oppenheimer is going to run away with this one. I think Oppenheimer did a lot of great work in on the technical side of things. I think they're going to have a lot of success with this category. Haven't seen Maestro. Yeah, I think that just about covers that. I mean, I haven't seen Maestro. I don't think it's gonna do anything special, and I don't think that the creator did anything too unique with sound that's gonna make it, you know, pop here. Next category, best production design. Let's just scroll on through. See where we are with this adapted original, live action, animated, production design. Okay, we have Barbie. We have Killers of the Flower Moon. We have Napoleon. We have Oppenheimer. We have Poor Things. I think this is where Barbie hits in the technical categories. The design of the Barbie world is going to get it an Oscar here, I think. Poor Things looks amazing, and there's a lot of really, really great design elements in it. But I think a lot of that's going to get it attention in other categories. It's going to get attention in costume. It's going to get attention in hairstyling. It's going to get attention in, what was that other one? There's another big category. Oh, cinematography is going to get attention. But I think this is where Barbie's going to get the chance to shine because of how well-designed that is. And then even things like the Mattel offices are designed cool. So there's a lot of room to do stuff here. Our next category is Best Original Song. This is another category. While I bring this up, let's just address the issue I have with this category. I think that, number one, I didn't know that Flaming Hot had a theatrical run until the nominations came out today. And that's a problem, because I was like, oh, it's a Disney Plus movie. But it's nominated for Best Original Song. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, it's not the movie's fault that I didn't know that, but it is a little bit of an issue with this as a whole, where it's like, oh, okay. And I also have the issue where if you're going to, this category should be from songs that are in the movie, not songs that are in the credits, or songs that are thematically there. And I think The Fire Inside might be the only one that kind of falls into that. But the nominees are The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot, I'm Just Ken from Barbie, It Never Went Away from American Symphony, A Song for My People from Killers of the Flower Moon, and What Was I Made For, also from Barbie. Now, I think one of the Barbie songs is going to win. I do think it's a toss-up about which one. Which is why I think it is I'm Just Ken. Granted, I think we had a similar situation that We Don't Talk About Bruno. Where it's like, just because the song is catchy doesn't mean it gets the win. I'm going to stick with I'm Just Ken, though, even though it's not the best song from Barbie. And look, I really think that the rule should be for this is it has to be in the movie proper, not in the, you know, promotional material, not in the credits. It has to be in the movie proper. So we're going to stick with I'm Just Ken for that. Next up is Best Original Score. Best Original Score, hang on. Okay. We have American Fiction, score by Laura Karpman, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, score by John Williams, Killers of the Flower Moon, score by Robbie Robertson, Oppenheimer, score by Ludwig Göransson, and Poor Things, score by Jerskin Fendrix. I think this is a fight between Oppenheimer and Poor Things, and I think Oppenheimer will win. It'll be a close one. It's not going to be a major, you know, it's not going to be a, you know, I don't think there's an upset here. I think Oppenheimer wins, even though Poor Things puts up a great, you know, a great fight. And I do love Ludwig Göransson's work, and I think that it's great that he's getting recognition. I think he's going to get that win this year. Best Makeup and Hairstyling. We have Golda. We have Maestro, we have Oppenheimer, we have Poor Things, and we have Society in the Snow. Now, I had not heard of Society in the Snow until today. Not the movie's fault, my fault. That's always, anytime I say I haven't heard of a movie, it's not the movie's fault. I had heard of Golda, I hadn't seen it. For this, I think it's going to come down to Poor Things. I think Poor Things is going to get a few of these categories, especially makeup, hairstyling, and costuming. Next up, Best International Feature. Representing Italy, we have Io Capitano. Hold on one second. So we have Io Capitano representing the nation of Italy. Perfect Days from Japan, Society of the Snow from Spain. Now, that's why I haven't heard of it. It's an international feature. The Teacher's Lounge from Germany and The Zone of Interest from the United Kingdom. We've said this before, and this is a thing we've said multiple times. If a movie is nominated for Best Picture, and it's also an international feature, it definitely gets nominated. It definitely wins Best International Feature. Zone of Interest is gonna win that. That's an easy one. Next up, Best Editing. This is another easy one. Best Editing: Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. Oppenheimer wins. Poor Things is another one that's close, but I think it's going to go to Oppenheimer. And I think that a lot of these technical categories are come down to those two as we go through. Next up, Best Documentary Feature. And as usual, I haven't seen these, but there's one that I think is going to take it away. Oh, that's documentary. So I was like, we get to talk about that. Best Documentary Feature: Bobby Wine, The People's President. The Eternal Memory, Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger, and 20 Days in Mariupol, which I definitely just butchered. That's the one that's going to win, though, because it is, I feel like it's a Ukraine story, and that's something that's going to get attention in the same way that we had, what's it called, we previously had success with Navalny last year, as an anti-Russia kind of thing. I lost my train of thought, so we're just going to move on to the next thing. And the next thing is Best Costuming, I believe. Best Costume, or Achievement in Costume Design. Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. I think Poor Things wins. Again, it's inventive and it looks really great. It has a visual language to that movie that's just fantastic. And I think that one's going to beat out some of the competition. Best Cinematography. This is another one. El Conde, which I had not heard of before this. Killers of the Flower Moon. Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. I mean, look. Lathramos used the ever-living fuck out of that fisheye lens he got. And he did not do that just to not get a win in this category. He's doing Best Cinematography. Which brings us to, we're up to Animated Feature now. Best Animated Feature. Another one that I could have seen, but I decided not to and saw Fancy Dance instead, which is going to be ironic coming up. And the nominees for this are The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I have not seen Robot Dreams. I've seen the other four. Nimona is the best of these movies. The most annoying people you can think of are going to be really annoying when Across the Spider-Verse does not win. I get it. Elemental's not going to win either. I think that The Boy and the Heron is too divisive to win this. I think this is going to go to Nimona. I think we're getting close to the, you know, perhaps go all the way down to the bottom again. Yep, back to screenplays. Okay. So, screenplays. They put these last, which is a way that you can tell how they feel about the writers. So, let's start out with, what's the next one we got? Best Adapted Screenplay. American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and Zone of Interest. Here's the thing about this one. This is going to go to Oppenheimer. I think that's what I have written down here. Do I have Oppenheimer written down? Oh, no, I don't. This is Adapted. I have, what's it called? I have Poor Things written down here. Poor Things is going to win this one. I that is such a great movie. And it has nothing to do with the recency bias that I just saw it. Best Original Screenplay. We have Anatomy of a Fall. We have The Holdovers. We have Maestro. We have May December. We have Past Lives. This one's gonna go to Past Lives. This is where Past Lives gets its flowers. And rightfully so. That movie is absolutely fantastic. And the fact that it takes that far for it to actually get recognition is a crime. So let's start out with the acting nominees. Best performance by an actress in a leading in a supporting role. We have Emily Blunt in Oppenheimer. We have Danielle Brooks in The Color Purple. We have America Ferrera in Barbie. We have Jodie Foster in Naiad. And we have Divine Joy Randolph in The Holdovers. I think it's going to be Divine Joy Randolph. Again, I don't think America Ferrera should be in this category. I think if anyone should be in this category, Penelope Cruz deserves it because she has a fantastic performance in Ferrari and she's just not recognized here. Divine Joy Randolph is great with a subtle performance that works very well. Best performance by an actress in a leading role. We have Annette Bening from Naiad. We have Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon. We have Sandra Hüller from Anatomy of a Fall. We have Carey Mulligan from Maestro. And we have Emma Stone from Poor Things. This is going to come down to Emma Stone and Lily Gladstone. Unfortunately, for Lily Gladstone, this is going to come down to Emma Stone, I think, based on those two movies. I think the question is, how does the Academy like to reward? And they like to reward, you know, the most acting over the best acting. And I think that Emma Stone did the most acting this year. Best performance by an actor in a supporting role. We have Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction. We have Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon. We have Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. We have Ryan Gosling for Barbie. And we have Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Robert Downey Jr. wins this one. I think that this has been a lock since the movie came out in June. Best performance by an actor in a leading role. We have Bradley Cooper in Maestro. We have Coleman Domingo in Rustin. We have Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers. We have Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer. We have Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction. I think Cillian Murphy's a lock. I think if anyone gives him a run for his money, it's going to be Paul Giamatti. It's a solid category. I think Coleman Domingo's a little bit of a surprise. I think that a lot of people were expecting DiCaprio to get in. And then the coveted Best Picture. We have American Fiction. We have Anatomy of a Fall. We have Barbie, which technically Margot Robbie has been nominated for an Oscar this year. We have The Holdovers. We have Killers of the Flower Moon. We have Maestro. We have Oppenheimer. We have Past Lives. We have Poor Things. We have The Zone of Interest. Oppenheimer wins Best Picture. And, oh, I forgot one. Directing. Only because the Academy has their list in such a weird way. Directing. We have Anatomy of a Fall. Justine Triet. We have Killers of the Flower Moon. We have Martin Scorsese. Oppenheimer. We have Christopher Nolan. Poor Things. We have Yorgos Lanthimos. And Zone of Interest. We have Jonathan Glazer. Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer's going to do very well this year, I think, is the moral of the story. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know in Spotify, the note section. Until next week, have a great rest of your week.